The Opportunity Zone program is a nationwide initiative created under the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It provides federal income tax incentives for investments in designated communities for the next 10 years. In this two-part series on Charles County Government's Economic Development Department, you'll hear about three designated opportunity zones in Charles County and why there's hope for the future.
You're gonna go out and go north. North on 301. You're gonna go to Business 5, Old Leonardtown Road. Then we're gonna go up through the work. And you're gonna get kind of a feel for what's there now.
That's Taylor Yule, redevelopment manager for Charles County Government's Economic Development Department, as he leads us on a road trip to see and talk about the potential for two designated opportunity zones in Waldorf. In 2018, Charles County was awarded three opportunity zone designations. The other is in Indian Head. It's a trip to imagine the possibilities.
They rezoned the area, the Waldorf Urban Redevelopment Corridor, in 2015, I think, is when the rezoning was completed. And so what they're trying to encourage through the rezoning is transit-oriented development, which includes, you know, urban density residential, office, hotels, retail, in a mixed-use environment. So, imagine a five-story apartment building with ground floor retail. So that is what the rezoning calls for. And as we go through there, you'll see there are detached former residential dwellings that have been converted to office use. There's a lot of warehouse. There's construction. There's a lot of uses of auto dealers, and which are essentially grandfathered in.
Yule is talking about an area east of U.S. 301 in Waldorf, the northbound side, from the county line to Berry Road, which encompasses the Waldorf Urban Redevelopment Corridor.
So everything you see in that shopping center to the left is Opportunity Zone. Everything to the left of us now that we're on 5 is within the Opportunity Zone. So take that old building right there, for instance. That's vacant. It's got a for lease sign on it. That could be redeveloped. This corner right here, this could be redeveloped to something denser. That corner's vacant. That's got a lot of development potential. So everything now to the east and west is all within the Waldorf Urban Redevelopment Corridor. And, you know, a lot of these businesses that are already here really don't want to relocate if they don't have to, and they don't have to. They can stay and operate, as I said, into perpetuity. But you can see these homes here are for sale, so there are some redevelopment opportunities. Stay in the right-hand lane, and we'll take the next right turn. Yeah, and then I'll show you this Waldorf Tech Park. There's their sign, and we'll go back in there. Actually, take this right. Take the Tech Park entrance right here.
Yule leads us to the Waldorf Technology Park, a 64-acre business park located within a mile of St. Charles Town Center and across the street from Red Robin. He calls the area shovel ready.
So what you're looking at is you're looking at a what we call a greenfield development. This was all clear land at one time. That's probably about halfway through its development phase. So there's a hotel. There's a pharmacy. There's a restaurant over there. But you'll notice there's some vacant lots. So the infrastructure's here. Infrastructure's in place. So this is what we call shovel-ready sites here. There's one there. There's one over there. So we've informed the owner here that they're within the opportunity zone, and when they go to market their sites, they'll want to inform their prospective developers slash tenants that, you know, there are great tax benefits to locating right here. So the roads are in, the curb and gutter. So it's really, the table's really set.
Back at Economic Development Department's office in White Plains, Taylor Yule goes into detail about the county's role in getting opportunity zones here.
Economic Development's role started with the selection of the opportunity zones in Charles County. We heard from the Department of Housing and Community Development that this program would be launched, and they asked for our input on what census tracts in Charles County would be the most appropriate for opportunity zones. We had six total census tracts to choose from. Fairly small number when you look at other counties. I think Prince George's has a total number of opportunity zones of over 25. So I can say that three of the candidates, if you will, for opportunity zones really did not present much in the way of real opportunities. They were in rural areas, and all they fit the criteria for selection, and the selection was based on area median income. They didn't have much potential in the way of development. Indian Head, the Western and Eastern 301 Waldorf opportunity zones have a lot of potential. So we made our recommendations to the Department of Commerce and Department of Housing and Community Development, and all three of our selections were picked to be opportunity zones. So that was good news.
So now Yule says it's the county's job to inform the business community about how opportunity zones work, the potential for investment, as well as reaching out to residents and the community too, says Yule.
We're just happy to say that it is having the desired effect. I don't think all opportunity zones have the same amount of potential. We feel like the ones in Charles County are very well placed. And if you take the Waldorf Station project that Greenberg Gibbons is going to develop, they made their investment before there was an opportunity zone. But what the opportunity zone will allow them to do and that project to do is accelerate the development and increase the commercial tax base for Charles County. And that's one of the goals of this group of county commissioners, is to increase that commercial tax base.
A goal that could potentially bring more money to the county to help improve upon the quality of life here. Stay tuned for part two of this podcast on Opportunity Zones, where we take a look at what's happening in Indian Head. I'm Kim Hicks Dye. Sound engineer is Bob Curran. Tyler Lambert and Brett Huber also contributed to this podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Remember, you can find more great podcasts online at charlescountymd.gov/podcast. Like this episode? Then head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We can be found under Charles County Government.